At this point, Jared is still, I guess, full first alternate for Pro Bowl, but it looks like he'll get there because of, you know, injury or whatever. What could you have anticipated that at the start of the year, you know, based on what you'd seen, and what kind of accomplishment is it for him to have taken that jump this year?
Did you anticipate it?
No comment.
Okay. No, I don't think that's something you necessarily think about going into a season. The message since the day we got here, and it really starts with Sean, is you're focused on daily excellence and daily improvement. And I know our job, we were just trying to get him a little bit better each and every day, and I think he's attacked that head on. And really, for him to have this kind of season, I think it kind of speaks to who he is as a guy. And because a lot of people, I don't know if a lot of people would be able to respond to that adversity that he faced in year one, and then to come back and have a season like this, I think that's pretty remarkable.
What's going to be key for him? I mean, he's been very good to this point, but now you're getting into some really meaningful games, possibly the playoffs. So what's the difference in your experience between someone who does it sure. through the regular season and someone who takes it to the next level?
Yeah, I think it's just you always want to try to have that one play at a time mindset. And really what we try to do is instill into these players that every game is a championship game. So they're all important. Take one play at a time. I think one of the traits that he has that I think is so remarkable is he's a pretty even keel guy. The moment's never too big for him. And I think that is a key characteristic of, a franchise type quarterback.
With Greg Zuerlein out now, how has the sort of game planning aspect of things maybe changed, if at all, in terms of what you guys have to do?
Yeah, I don't think the game planning has necessarily changed. We do the same preparation that we're going to do any other week, and we know we have a great challenge. I mean, this is a very good defense. They're very tough against the run. You look at them on third down, they're extremely difficult to go against. I think they got 40 sacks on the season. So we know it's going to be a big challenge. I think where it comes into play is when you start getting into that fringe area where, we felt pretty comfortable from Greg kicking from 40 yards out. You know, it might change your mindset in those situations. Maybe some of your calls on third down, knowing that this might be four down territory. So, but as far as our preparation, it's going to stay consistent no matter who we're playing, no matter who's in or who's out.
Sean had mentioned at the start of the week how he still appreciated his 2015, division title. Like, I think he said he kept the hat and stuff like that because it meant a lot to him. Did you keep anything from last year to commemorate that, or is it just all about memories?
I got rid of everything after last year. No, yeah, absolutely. I've still got some of my stuff. I mean, that was a great experience. I mean, unfortunately, we didn't get the result that we wanted, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in terms of just going through that journey. And I think when you go through and accomplish things as a group, more than anything else, it's like the camaraderie that comes along with it, with all those people that are involved. It's a special deal. So, we know what we have in front of us, and for us to be able to do that, I think it would bring us closer as a team.
From a coaching perspective, could you kind of see this sort of happening throughout the year as you were going week to week, that maybe this team could be this good?
I think coaches generally are, we try to stay as optimistic as possible, but it truly is. I think it can get overwhelming if you ever start to look ahead. So you want to stay in the moment. You want to stay one game at a time and don't worry about who you're playing next week. Just take care of business on a daily basis. And I mean that because otherwise it gets a little daunting. You look at the schedule. I mean, this is the NFL. This is made for an 8-8 league. I mean, the parity's unbelievable. And if you ever go into a game thinking, like, all right, we got this, that's usually when you get knocked off. So you better come to battle each and every week. And it's really that same mindset, same mentality, that warrior mindset. And you know, because everybody's, like I said, everybody's really good.
Can you speak to what Andrew Whitworth has meant to this offense this season?
Oh, he's meant a lot. Just, again, a veteran guy that's been through it. I don't know, what year is he in right now? Yeah, 13th season. You just can't. You can't put a value on that experience. It's incredible what he's been able to do, and I think he's elevated the play of everybody around him. And that doesn't only go for Big Wit. I think John Sullivan, Roger Saffold, another experienced guy, and I think that's really helped Jamon and Rob Havenstein as well. And then not to mention the job that Coach Cromer's done with those guys. He's as good as any line coach I've ever been around.
Good guys.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.